Oh, hi. I'm glad you're here. This is the Christmas Stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. Christmas is all about family and tradition, and we'll celebrate listener Tyler's family tradition later on. One of April's family traditions in Phoenix City, Alabama, is to put out the Christmas movies the family has collected over the years into a nice basket in the family room. Then, if they or their guest is in the mood, cinematic holiday cheer is just an arm's length away. And a lot of the packaging is pretty festive these days. Now, she didn't tell me it was, but I wouldn't be surprised if this one was in the basket. 2008 marks the 25th anniversary of Ralphie Parker's adventures in the movie A Christmas Story. It's one of those movies that did sort of okay at the box office and grew in popularity over years of television viewing. Not that it's easy to do that. There would be a lot more so-called classic holiday movies and TV shows if everyone could do it. Just a handful have. And this one has because so many people can relate to it. It's the story of 9-year-old Ralphie Parker's Christmas in 1940, as seen through the eyes of an adult man, sort of like the TV show The Wonder Years, which started its run 5 years after this movie, and was supposedly, probably, inspired by this movie. Ralphie wanted a BB gun in the worst way, a special Red Ryder one, and the movie is about his efforts to get one for Christmas, while avoiding the bullies in town. The semi-autobiographical movie was written and narrated by Gene Shepard, a man about town who did a whole bunch of things, but in most of his work he was one thing, a storyteller. He wrote books and short stories, TV shows and movies, but my favorite thing he did was a radio show on WOR Radio in New York. He was there for 20 years or so, telling stories every night, which he supposedly never wrote down. He did say he prepared them, sometimes for weeks. He had a ton of fans, and people still talk about him to this day. The movie is based on some articles in Playboy and anecdotes Gene Shepard used to tell on his speaking tours at colleges. One of the stories was called Flick's Tongue, which he told on his radio show. Even if you haven't seen the movie, I'll bet you know what it's about. That iconic scene of the kid with his tongue stuck to a lamppost was created by using suction inside the fake lamppost to make it look like it was stuck. No, they didn't make a kid stick his tongue onto a freezing pole. Some other quick facts. Jack Nicholson was considered for the role of the old man, Ralphie's dad, which went to Darren McGavin. Melinda Dillon, Ralphie's mom, was cast because of her similar role in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Director Bob Clark wasn't going to cast Peter Billingsley because he seemed like too obvious a choice. Peter was co-hosting a reality TV show called Real People at the time. But they auditioned a lot of kids and always came back to Peter. The movie is set in Holman, Indiana, which is based on Gene Shepard's boyhood home of Hammond, Indiana, but the exteriors were mostly filmed in Cleveland, Ohio. One of the scenes that was filmed but ended up being cut was a fantasy where Ralphie joins Flash Gordon to fight Ming the Merciless. A Christmas Story came out around Thanksgiving in 1983 and didn't even make it through Christmas in most theaters. Critics generally liked it, but audiences were lukewarm, apparently preferring movies like Terms of Endearment, Clint Eastwood in Sudden Impact, and Mickey's Christmas Carol. Hey, I saw that one in the theater. But when the new television network Fox and the TBS Superstation started showing the movie every year starting in 1988, people started noticing and watching, then buying the video, and then the DVD. Perhaps because of its newfound success, a sequel was made in 1994 called It Runs in the Family. They changed it to My Summer Story for the video. That stars Charles Grodin as the old man, Kieran Culkin as Ralphie, and Mary Steenburgen as his mom. But the movie didn't recapture the magic and hasn't done well. There were also some public television movies about the Parkers based on other stories of Shepherd's. In 2005, the Parker House from the movie was bought, restored, and is now the A Christmas Story House, with a museum filled with props. They had an auction on eBay this year for a chance to spend Christmas Eve and Christmas morning in the house, including a catered Chinese dinner on Christmas Eve, benefiting the Wounded Warrior Project, a service for our service people wounded in the line of duty. A convention was also held in Cleveland with about 4,000 attendees. Links to the museum and a lot more are available at mychristmasstocking.net. I've been following the weather reports around the country. Looks like the snow is spreading. Dun dun.
will hear voices low, singing softly through the falling snow.
That's a group from Minnesota called Tonic Solfa and a song called Snow. Ironically, they had to postpone a show a few days ago because of snow and ice. But they are on their holiday tour in Minnesota and Iowa this month if you want to see them. Plus, a public television special if you can't get out. If you want more info, including where you can get the song and a whole CD by them, you can find it at mychristmasstocking.net. Just go to the player on the left and click on this episode. It's easy to get in touch. You can email me at topelf@mychristmasstocking.net, like Tyler did. He wrote, "I'm a first-time listener, and I've been listening to the last 5 or 6 podcasts of this holiday season. I heard you wanted to hear about some of our Christmas traditions, so I decided to share my family's. Of course, like most families, we open one present on Christmas Eve. Then my mother and I prepare our Christmas morning omelet dish that night. It's real simple, and it tastes great for a Christmas morning breakfast. The reason why we have to prepare it Christmas Eve is because we have to let the eggs soak into the bread."
Ooh, what?
Sorry. Everybody has their taste. That's just not mine. Back to Tyler. When I was a kid, I would get up really early because I was real excited about Christmas, just like any other kid. Well, my mom decided that since I get up early, then I can do the final step of the breakfast omelet, which is placing the sauce on top of the omelet and putting it in the oven. Now that I'm older, I don't get up so early, but I still do the final step and go back to bed. It is great reawakening up to the smell of the breakfast omelet that fills the house. This is a tradition because we only make this omelet once a year for Christmas. Now see, I'm going to get a lot of people saying, "What's wrong with you? I love having the eggs soak into the bread. It's the best. How can you not like that?" I didn't mean to insult. It was just my gut reaction. But that's why every family has their own tradition. Thanks for writing, Tyler. You know, there are plenty of other ways to get in touch, too. You can call 206-203-2692, 206-203-2692, and leave your family tradition or a Christmas greeting or whatever you want on the message. You can also comment on the blog, which you can access through mychristmasstocking.net. Join us on Facebook and follow us at twitter.com/xmasstocking. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Next time, we're going to take a look at the factual early 20th century Christmas, not the fictional one in A Christmas Story. Now remember, don't give anything that'll poke an eye out, and don't poke your eye out either. I'm Lee Cameron. See you soon in the Christmas Stocking.